Let's get to it. And
Let's
today we're going to talk about another really important step in the process. And today is day six. And today's step we're going to talk about is to practice. Because in reviewing, day one is about nourish. So you've got to get the nutrition part down. You have to know what to feed yourself. So often I start working with people and they're just eating, very processed foods and fast foods, and they're not nourishing their bodies. So it's no wonder, one, that the weight is coming on or it's difficult to get off, and two, you're not feeling great. Or if you have some chronic conditions, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, any of those things, bad food, unprocessed food, fast food is a contributing factor. Being overweight is a contributing factor to all of those conditions. So it's really important. Let's take weight out of the equation. Just to be healthy, just to have a healthy life, to stay away from the doctor. I mean, the truth is, the state of our healthcare, it's not in such great condition. And so, to not have to worry about it so much, or just going to your doctor. I'm a big believer in preventive care. If you're a healthy person, go to all your doctors once a year for your annual visits, let them tell you everything's okay, and God forbid something's not, then you've caught it sooner than later. So the truth is, health is wealth. And if you don't have your health, I mean, it's life is just that much more difficult. I mean, I hear from so many people who write to me that if I could just lose weight, I'd be more mobile. If I could just lose weight, my knees would be less achy. I'd be able to walk. I can actually participate in my life. So I really want you guys to really zero in on step one and spend some time in the grocery store. And it's kind of the truth. If you shop the perimeter, the healthiest foods are on the perimeter of the store. The stuff in the middle is in bags, boxes, some cans not so bad. But really spend some time in the grocery store and make a list and do some meal planning. And we talked to you also about that on day one. Making time for yourself and planning your food, so important, because that means you're taking care of you. So day one was nourish. Day two, create an awareness of your habits and behaviors. So I'm wondering, for any of you who are here with me now, have you discovered something? Did you recognize a habit or a behavior that you didn't really notice before? Because a habit is something we do without thinking. Day three was monitor your messaging, because that's so important. I can't even emphasize that step enough. Day four was what are your triggers? Because it's the stuff that triggers you that starts you to think about eating, and usually starts that conversation in your head about eating and what happens in those moments when you feel triggered, and you just feel like you want to start eating. Day five was yesterday, and we talked about your self-talk. So it's very connected to monitoring your messaging and your self-talk. How do you speak to yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Are you patient with yourself? Do you love yourself? Because this is a process of change, and it's so important to be really kind to yourself, as if you, the same way you would be to somebody that you truly love. I want to bring us up to date to step number six, practice. Because I'm going to tell you guys, if you don't practice all of these steps every single day, it's just not going to be something that you do. It's not going to be part of your life. It's not going to be your new habit and way of being around food and eating. You can't think about it when it's convenient. You can't think about it only when you're just not tired or when you're just not busy. This needs to be a daily part of your life until you don't have to think about it so much anymore. It becomes just what you do. So often I'm working with clients and they look at thin people and they think they never have to think about it. But I always say to them, well, stop creating that person's story in your head. You don't know what they've done and what their journey is to get to this place. Maybe they spent the last year, you know, being mindful, planning, going to the gym, changing their lifestyle, and now this is just what they do. So for them, it seems seamless. But you've got to make it a practice. And I put the example in the email today. I always equate it to playing the piano. Let's just say you wanted to learn how to play the piano. You would never sit down at the piano and just be like, I know how to do this. First, you'd have to learn the notes and the music, and then you'd have to practice, and then you'd have to know where the keys are, and you'd have to keep practicing to know the notes, to know where the keys are, to eventually play by ear. So I want you to think about that. It is no different. If you want to stop emotional eating and yo-yo dieting, I can't tell you, practicing these steps, nourish, being aware, monitoring your self-talk, knowing your triggers, monitoring your messaging, practice is so key, because that's how you're going to get good at it. So often, I know I always hear, I could do it for a while. I was able to do it for a few weeks. I was able to do it for a few months. And then something happened, and I just couldn't do it anymore. Once I started, I couldn't stop. But if you have the different way of thinking, if you have your new script practiced, it's going to come to you so much quicker. And it's not to say that you're never going to have a bad day, or perhaps maybe not a bad couple of days. But I will tell you, when you practice this new script, when you practice being mindful, when you practice getting really in touch to what's stomach hunger versus head hunger, when you go through the process, you're going to be able to get yourself back on board so much faster before any real damage is done. And again, I told you guys to write down your why. What do you want and why do you want it? And why would losing weight and keeping it off, how would that change your life? So once you stay connected to that, it's going to be easier to make a good decision, because it's not about the food. Because the food is just a distraction for you to not feel those feelings that don't feel good. And so you want to learn how to not use food to stuff down the feelings, to distract from the feelings. You actually want to find what I call a plan B. So when you're feeling like you want to eat, but you know the feeling's not hunger, you automatically do something else. What is your biggest struggle? What is your biggest challenge? Is it the voice in your head? Is it not planning? What goes on for you that you've been struggling? Because the truth is, I really so appreciate everybody who's a part of my community. And I do look, and I know a lot of you who are on my email list and who participate in my webinars and my summits and my challenges. So I know how many, you know, people have been with me, and for some of you, I know how long you've been with me, and I so, from the bottom of my heart, really appreciate it. But if for a year or more, you've been struggling to lose weight, and you can't quite overcome this struggle, what's going on for you? So I really want you guys to, if you've been sitting in this struggle, get on a call with me and let's figure out what's going on for you. Why have you not been able to do this? And what I'm going to tell you is, I don't want you to feel, you know, any sense of failure for not being able to do this alone. I spoke to somebody just this morning who kept saying, I know I should be able to do this by myself. And the truth is, if it was that easy, you would have done it already. People who reach out to me and ask for help recognize that they know what to do, they just can't do it. And there's no shame in asking for help. I mean, I actually spoke to another woman on the phone. I had a couple of calls this morning. I spoke to a woman on the phone this morning who actually told me she's seen a couple of nutritionists and she's gone on a couple of diets and she'll lose the 10 to 15 pounds. But then after a little while, she'll be just be like, I don't want to do this food thing anymore. And she'll kind of just go back to her old way of being. So I want you to see, having the support allows you to stay the course and gets you through those road bumps. And what I shared with the person on the phone this morning is that when you work with me, you don't go on a diet. Because if the people that I am working with feel like they're on a diet, then I'm doing something wrong. So the work that I do is not about putting you on a diet. It's really to teach you how to eat in the life that you live. Because when you're on a diet, you go on something, and then when you feel like you can't do it anymore, or there's a part of your brain that says you're done, you go off it and you go back to the old ways. So this is about finding what works for you in your life. And so she felt so relieved that she wasn't going to be put on a diet. She felt so relieved that I told her there's nothing she can't eat, because when you work with me, there's no food groups that are eliminated. And it's not to say that you can't have sweets or treats once in a while, because you can. Again, going back to how much and how often in 7 days. And I kind of really want to instill that in you, because I want you to get out of that dieter's mentality, from counting points, from counting calories. I so try to get my clients not to speak about points and calories, because the truth is, if you're honoring your hunger and your satiety, you don't need to count calories. If you're being mindful of your choices and eating well most of the time, you don't need to count calories. So it kind of keeps us kind of held hostage to constantly thinking about food, to constantly be thinking about numbers, you know, which is another reason why if my clients don't want to weigh, that's fine with me as well. We just find other ways to make sure that they're, getting the progress and hitting their goals. I'd love to be able to help you. I hope you found the information for the last, now this being the sixth day, really helpful. And so whatever you've been doing for the last few days, I want you to keep doing it. You can't stop. And that's how you get results. So practice, consistency equals results and change. Consistency is so key. You can't do this just a couple of days a week and think your life is going to change and think your way of being is going to change. You have to do it every day. And when you think to yourself, I am so tired of doing this food thing, or I'm so tired of doing this, or I'm so tired of thinking about this, I want you to recognize that there is no this, that this is you. So you may as well say, I'm tired of doing me. I'm tired of thinking about me. I'm tired of giving myself what I need. Because in essence, that's what you're saying. The same way, if you find yourself saying, I have no time. I have no time to plan. I have no time to think about this. I'm too busy. You may as well say, well, losing weight and keeping it off isn't a priority to me. Because if this is a priority to you, you'll make the time. You'll find the time. Because we all make time for what's important to us. We just do. The same way when people say to me, I don't know if I could afford to do the work. I don't know if I could afford to work with you. Well, the truth on that is we all find money to do what's important to us. So if there's something that we really want to get, we really find the time, we really find the money. Let's just say you were driving down the road and you blew out three tires. Would you think to yourself, I need new tires, but I don't have the money. So I guess I'm just not going to get those new tires. Of course, you'd figure out a way to find the money to get the tires because you need tires. It's no different. If you've been struggling with emotional eating and yo-yo dieting for a really long time, think about getting the help and getting the support you need. This life is really about you being the best version of yourself, and we only get one shot at it. And we could practice and practice, and we could do do-overs, but how many do-overs do you want to do? So I encourage you guys to go back to day one, because what I do know is that when you re-listen to something, you hear things differently, and you might actually hear things you didn't hear the first time. So go back to the day one email, go back to the day one video, spend some time going through the videos, think about what's going on for you. What do you want? Why do you want it? What's been stopping you from either creating the changes or getting the help that you need? And if you say time or if you say money, I invite you to dig deep and really ask yourself, is that the truth? Or is that just some fear that comes up for you? Because there's that, what if I can't? What if I invest in myself and I can't do it? What if I don't succeed? Well, I'm here to tell you that when my clients work with me, we're in a partnership and they work with me to make sure they reach their goals.